The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I want to ask you for a favor. I don't do that very often. I don't. If you're a regular listener, you know this is very unusual. Then I am going to ask you to do a favor as we continue to move into the new year. This is January 9th, so we're just in the infant days of a brand new year. Here is my favor. Spread the word about what we do, you and I, every afternoon here at LTD Radio, where we listen, think, and discern. Would you please, in this new year, tell others about Bob Burney Live? Now, I am very averse to self-promotion. I don't like self-promotion. I don't. WRFD hired me almost 20 years ago now, it'd be 20 years next month, I was not real excited about calling the program Bob Burney Live. For about 10 years, I had a program here on WRFD on Saturdays, and we called it The Threshing Floor. Some of you remember that. It was The Threshing Floor with Bob Burney. And the general manager at the time said, Bob, we really need to put your name in it. It needs to have that identity. And if you look at talk shows across America, almost everyone, in fact, I can't think of a single exception anymore that does not have the name of the host in the title of the program. And so I hesitantly agreed. Okay, we'll call it Bob Burney Live. But I wasn't excited about it then, to be honest with you. I'm not real excited about it now, because I don't want the program to be about me. Yeah, I'm the host, but I've never wanted the program to be about me. I want it to be about being an LTD. And I want it to be about biblical truth. And that is the gist of why I'm asking you to do me a favor, and to be honest, yourself a favor, and the cause of Christ a favor. Because, folks, I am more convinced than ever before. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. If you include the Saturday talk shows while I was pastoring over in Westerville, I've been doing this for 30 years. I have never been more convinced of the importance of what you and I do every afternoon. Now, what caused this sudden urge to ask you for this favor? Just my personal devotions. I'm just about finished with 2 Chronicles now, just in my personal devotions in the morning. And as I go through 2 Chronicles, I am reminded again of the difference between those who believe God's word and obey God's word and those who deny God's word and disobey God's word. Through most of 2 Chronicles, I hope I didn't say 2 Corinthians. I hope I didn't say that. 2 Chronicles. Through most of 2 Chronicles, Israel is a divided kingdom. There is Israel, and there is Judah. And there are times that both Judah and Israel are living in disobedience to God, rebellion against God. And every single time, without exception, they are suffering the consequences. There are a couple of rare instances where Israel is obeying God and Judah is not. Most of the time, if one of the two in the divided kingdom is serving God, honoring God, believing God, and folks, listen, it all comes down to God's word. Most of the time, if one of the two is obeying God, it's Judah, and Israel is disobeying God. And look at what is happening to the people. If they are departing from God's word, if they are disobeying God's clear commands, and the commands of God in the Old Testament to God's people, the Jews, were so absolutely clear. You will have no gods before me. You will not serve pagan gods. No, I will be your only God, and you will obey my commandments. And if you don't, there will be consequences. And without exception, when they rebelled against God and followed the gods of the land, the pagan gods, and refused to obey God's commands, they suffered horrible consequences. When they were serving God and obeying God, listening to God, they were under God's blessing and God's protection. And the amazing thing, talk about an illustration of human nature. It was so clear who was serving God and who was not. I mean, it was not even questionable. Whenever they rejected God, they suffered. Whenever they were serving God and honoring God, they were blessed and they were protected. And they were growing and thriving in every possible way. And it's amazing that during the times that Israel, again, we're talking about the divided kingdom, when Israel was disobeying God and Judah was obeying God, there was no question about who was being blessed and who was being judged. And you read through and you go, what is wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people in Israel? You're watching your fellow Jews in Judah. You're watching them being blessed by God, protected by God. You are watching them prospering, and you are under God's judgment. What is wrong with you people? Can't you see what you're doing is self-destructive? Can't you see that? Well, their human flesh and their human nature kept them from seeing the absolute obvious. Now, there is a direct correlation to today. I mean, a direct correlation to today. And that's why I am asking you, tell people about what we do here in the afternoons. Encourage people to listen. Encourage people to become a part of our social media. What we're doing is vital. What we're doing is important. And it has never been more important than today. Now, I've got to take a break. There's much more that I want to share with you. Yeah, much more. So hang around, all right? At least till the bottom of the hour. Hear my heart. There's some other things I really want to share with you today. All right? Agreed? All right. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Tune
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'm asking you for a favor. In this new year, please tell as many people as you possibly can about what we do here every afternoon. And I'm serious. I've never felt so strongly that what you and I do every afternoon is more important than it's ever been before. Let me pick up where I left off before the break. Right now I'm in 2 Chronicles in my personal devotions. And it is amazing the difference between those who believe God, listen to God, follow God, and say, okay, if God said it, that settles it. And those who either question, compromise, or ultimately reject God's word. In 2 Chronicles, you have the story of God's people, but they're divided. You have Judah, you have Israel. It's divided. And the blessing of God is not dependent upon whether they're Judah or Israel, the 10 tribes or the 2 tribes or 2.5. That's not the determination. The determination of whether they're being blessed or blasted does not depend upon their location, where they're living. The one thing that determines what's happening in their daily life, their family, their cities, their relationship with their enemies, their friends, the one thing is their relationship to God's word. Whether they believe it, obey it, accept it, or whether they compromise it, or reject it. Now, we talk about a lot of things on this program. We talk about politics. We've been talking about impeachment. We talked about the Iranian thing and so forth. But the main thrust of this program is to encourage people to love the Word of God and obey the Word of God and to stay with God's Word. Not compromise in any way, shape, or form on the truth of Scripture. Because that's the determining factor. I said there's a direct correlation between what was happening in the Old Testament, what I'm reading in the mornings in 2 Chronicles, and what's happening today. Look at what's happening in Christian denominations in America. We have a divided kingdom. And what's the main dividing line in this divided kingdom of Christian churches in America? Attitude towards the Word of God? It's the same thing. And the churches that have taken a stand, we believe the Bible. We're going to obey the Bible. Now, there may be different denominations. They may have a different name over the door. And yes, we can find people who take things to an extreme because the devil lives in the extremes. There's no doubt about that. But the line of demarcation between the churches, the denominations that are growing, that are being blessed, that are prospering spiritually, that are winning people to Christ and having an impact in their communities, the difference is their attitude towards the Word of God. The churches and the denominations that have compromised on the truth of Scripture. Well, we believe that some of the Bible is inspired, but we don't believe all of it. Some of it is. We believe the Bible is an inspirational book. Do we believe that every single word is inspired? Well, no, that's a little fanatical. Those are the churches and those are the denominations that are either dead or in the process of dying. The only churches that are growing and prospering spiritually are those that have made the determination. We believe every single word of that book. And so there is a direct correlation. There always has been. Of the things happening today in the Christian community and what was happening in the Old Testament. And it, like in the Old Testament, as I said, there are many times when Judah is being blessed by God and Israel is being blasted. And you would think that the people in Israel would look and say, how come we're not being blessed by the people in Judah, like Judah? I mean, why, you know, oh, they're obeying God and we're not. They're being blessed and we are suffering the consequences. Well, the same thing today. This summer, all the mainline Protestant denominations are going to have their annual meeting. And what will be the conclusion of the meeting? Well, we lost more people than we did the year before. We have less money than we did the year before. We've lost more churches than the year before. We declined more than the year before, and we've declined every year for the last 60 years. So what are we going to do? Well, let's become more culturally relevant. You would think that they would look at the churches and the denominations that are being blessed and are growing and go, maybe we should be doing what they're doing. But they don't. Now, folks, you have a choice in the radio programs that you listen to. And I love Christian music. I do. I love Christian music, and I'm so grateful for Christian music stations. I am, and I mean that with all my heart. I am so blessed, but they don't have the same impact of Bible teaching. Challenge to get into God's Word. There are other formats. There's conservative talk, which is doing great things and warning people about socialism and the evils of the liberal left. And but they're not calling America to revival. And I'm not knocking those formats. I'm not. But it's easy to hide in Christian music and not face the spiritual challenges that we are facing today. It's great to feel good and to be encouraged because we need that. But sometimes we really need to be challenged. And that's what we are trying to do every single day on this program, is to call people to sell themselves out for Jesus Christ and to adhere to the Word of God without compromise and without question. And I hope and pray that in this new year of 2020, we will have the privilege of continuing to do that. Call people to Scripture. Call people to love the Word of God. Challenge people to get into the Word and obey it. And I'm asking you to spread the word. What we're doing is important.